Nolte, ex-staffers reveal how Politico protected Biden, don't talk about the laptop. By John Nolte on January 24, 2025. Two former staffers at the far-left Politico confirmed what everyone already knew about Politico. It protects Democrats, in this case Joe Biden and his family of gangsters. Mark Caputo, who currently works for the far-left Axios, and Tara Palmieri, who works at something called Puck, got together for Palmieri's Somebody's Gotta Win podcast and to talk about how the general public has lost all trust in the legacy media, as though that's a bad thing. But then they did something fairly extraordinary. They dropped the far-left Politico in the grease for its key role in interfering in the 2020 election with a fake story about Hunter Biden's laptop being Russian disinformation. Mark Caputo, another great example is when Politico did that terrible, ill-fated headline, 51 intelligence agents, or former intelligence agents, say that the Hunter Biden laptop was disinformation, or bore the hallmarks of disinformation. Turns out that, the Politico, story was closer to disinformation because the Hunter Biden laptop appeared to be true. Tara Palmieri, but then Facebook also pulled all stories down about the Hunter Biden laptop, and I think Twitter did at the same time, too. Caputo, correct, they punished the New York Post, that didn't help. That's just how big of a deal the Politico story was. All of this election interference and censorship was justified by the Politico story and the 51 degenerate liars who have thankfully had their security clearances revoked by President Trump. The ramifications of the far-left Politico doing stenography for the deep state went far beyond even that. The deep state's letter and the Politico story were deliberately timed to drop 3 days before Biden and then President Trump met for their second debate on October 22. Everyone knew Biden needed a talking point to dismiss the truth about the laptop and the corrupt Politico was all too happy to help. Caputo, I mean, Politico, my former employer and I knew at the time, didn't do itself any favors. I disagree. The far-left Politico did itself a huge favor. Politico wanted Biden elected and to keep its sources in the deep state happy. Those deep state sources are crucial to giving the regime media cover to publish lies under the guise of unnamed sources say Donald Trump had sex with a giraffe while wearing a Klan hood. Now we get to the truly interesting part. Caputo, I was covering Biden at the time. And I remember coming to my editor and saying, hey, we need to write about the Hunter Biden laptop. And I was told this came from on high at Politico. Don't write about the laptop, don't talk about the laptop, don't tweet about the laptop. And the only thing Politico wound up writing was that piece that called it disinformation, which charitably could be called misinformation, at the least. Palmieri then talks about the hoops she had to jump through to report on Hunter Biden lying on a gun permit and wonders. Palmieri, I do wonder if it could have, if it would have been published a little quicker if it was a different type of story. It was the beginning of his administration. It was a honeymoon period, you know what I mean. Trust me, we know what you mean. Caputo, since we're spilling tea about our former employer, I still have a copy of this story on my external hard drive. In 2019, a rival presidential Democratic campaign of Joe Biden's gave to me the tax lien. The Oppo research, the tax lien on Hunter Biden for the period of time that he worked at Burisma. And I wrote what would have been a classic story saying, you know, the former vice president's son was slapped with a big tax lien for the period of time that he worked for this controversial Ukrainian oil concern, or natural gas concern, which is haunting his father on the campaign trail. That story was killed by the editors, and they gave no explanation for that either. So that general experience, you know, obviously the public doesn't know about those things. But as a reporter having witnessed the way in which the two candidates. Unfortunately, Palmieri cut him off then to criticize the great unwashed public. Palmieri, we just get called, like, the terrible mainstream media. It's like you don't understand the process there. Caputo, well, you also don't understand the dumb decisions of cowardly editors that are made above us. Process. Cowardly. My ass. This is naked corruption involving a political publication conspiring with the deep state to rig a presidential election. What's extraordinary is that this conversation occurred in public. The first rule of the degenerate media is that you don't talk about the degenerate media. It's also the second and third rule, and it is one that has been so well enforced that I cannot remember this ever happening before. and by this, I mean former employees exposing an outlet's left-wing corruption while they still work in the corporate media. Related, Emma Jo Morris, FBI well aware of Hunter Biden laptop before story broke. Maybe we are witnessing a whole new era where regime media reporters blast their former employers to pieces in an effort to boost their own credibility and brand with the public. I'm good with that. Or maybe Paul Marion Caputo didn't expect a few minutes of a full podcast to go viral. Either way, this is another crystal clear example that proves the legacy media operate exactly how we all know they operate. Add this to the internal texts that prove far-left CNN doesn't care about facts or truth. It's all about demonizing and destroying. If you want a good laugh, the far-left Politico released a statement to the far-left mediaite claiming Caputo and Palmieri got it all wrong. This included links to a couple of stories that supposedly prove Politico was tough on Biden. Well, lol, one story is dated almost a year after the 2020 election and while the second link doesn't work. The URL tells us it linked a story dated 8 months before the election, March 9, 2020. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.